Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Contextual understanding. May 26th, 2026. We will not hide them from their children, but tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and His might, and the wonders that He has done. Psalm 78:4 stands within a carefully structured and intentional teaching psalm designed to shape the identity and faithfulness of God's people. Attributed to Asaph, the leader appointed by David for musical and prophetic ministry, this psalm reflects both artistic expression and theological instruction. Asaph's dual role as musician and seer frames, Psalm 78, as more than worship, it is a vehicle for conveying truth that forms the heart and mind of the covenant community. As a maskil, Psalm 78 functions as an instructional composition. Its aim is to recount history and to interpret it, drawing out its theological significance. The psalm surveys Israel's past, highlighting God's consistent faithfulness alongside the people's repeated forgetfulness and rebellion. This pattern provides the foundation for the urgency expressed in verse 4. Psalm 78:4 appears in the opening section, verses 1 through 8, where the psalmist establishes the purpose of the entire composition. The declaration, "We will not hide them from their children," communicates a deliberate commitment to make God known. The focus is not only on preserving information, but on actively proclaiming the glorious deeds of the Lord and His might and the wonders that He has done. The content of this transmission centers on God's character revealed through His actions in history. Within this immediate context, the passage emphasizes that spiritual continuity depends on intentional instruction. The following verses clarify the goal that each generation would set its hope in God, remember His works, and walk in obedience. The failure to pass on this knowledge leads to spiritual amnesia, which in turn produces disobedience and instability. This theme echoes throughout Scripture. Deuteronomy 6 presents the teaching of God's Word as continual life-integrated responsibility. Joshua 4 illustrates how physical reminders prompt future generations to ask and learn about God's deliverance. In the New Testament, the principle continues through intentional discipleship, where truth is entrusted from one believer to another. Psalm 78:4 therefore communicates a theological responsibility. The people of God are stewards of the knowledge of His works. Faithfulness includes not only personal belief, but active participation in ensuring that the next generation knows, understands, and responds to the greatness of God. Take action. Open your Bible and read Psalm 78:1 through 8. As you read, note the repeated emphasis on teaching, remembering, and responding to God's works. Consider how the surrounding verses clarify the purpose and urgency of verse 4. Reflection questions 1. According to Psalm 78:1 through 8, what specific outcomes does the psalmist desire for the next generation? 2. What reasons does the passage give for actively teaching God's works rather than assuming they will be remembered? 3. How does the pattern of remembering and forgetting shape the message of the psalm? Memorization reminder. Continue working to memorize Psalm 78:4. Practice repeating it aloud several times today, focusing on the progression of thought, not hiding, telling, and declaring God's deeds. Aim to recall it without looking by the end of the day.